Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 22, Pretoria en Polokwane 24 en Malahleni 26.
Redelijk rustig op die paaie vanmiddag. Germiston N3 North, we've got queuing traffic towards the cement factory. Delays in the Crown, M1 South at the Crown and M2 West towards Main Reef Road.
Alle oë sal op die minister van Finansies en Gordwana gerig wees wanneer hy die voorgestelde nasionale begroting hierdie uur ter tafel begin lê. Die toespraak is verlede maand op die nippertjie uitgestel nadat partye in die regering van nasionale eenheid nie kon saamstem oor 'n voorgestelde BTW-verhoging nie. Na ten minste 3 spesiale kabinetsvergaderings is Gordwana na verwagting nou gereed om die hersiene begroting ter tafel te lê.
The budget speech is the most important financial address by a government minister. It outlines how funds will be allocated to government departments and programs for the next fiscal year. It also details how revenue is distributed between national, provincial, and local governments. Beyond government spending, the budget gives insight into South Africa's economic outlook, covering income, spending, debt levels, and growth projections. It influences how investors and international lenders perceive the country and directly impacts citizens through changes in taxes and the prices of goods like tobacco and alcohol. However, the budget remains a proposed spending plan until it receives the green lights from the National Assembly and the National Council of Provinces. Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda FM News.
Die polisie in Limpopo het die publiek gewaarsku om nie die reg in eie hande te neem nie. Dit volg nadat 3 rowers gister wreed aangerand is en buite Atok aan die brand gesteek is. Een van die rowers het aan sy beserings beswyk. Die verdagtes het na bewering 'n plaaslike Spaanse winkel eienaar beroof. Polisie woordvoerder Malisela Ledwaba.
On their arrival they found 3 suspects inside the burning vehicle. 2 of those suspects managed to come out of the vehicle with severe burn to wounds. The emergency medical services personnel were summoned to the scene and they declared one of the suspects dead on arrival and the other 2 were taken to hospital.
Nog 'n busongeluk is vroeër vandag aangemeld in Wadeville in Ekurhuleni aan die Gautengse Oosrand. 19 leerders is beseer. Die Metro se rampbestuurdiens se William Tladdy sê niemand is dood nie.
It is alleged that the truck suddenly stopped in front of the bus in the middle of the road and the bus couldn't apply brakes or swerve away. Subsequent to that it crashed onto the trailer of the truck.
En die burgemeester van Tshwane, Nasipi Moyo, het die voltooiing van 447 huise in Olifantsbos aangekondig. Die behuisingsprojek is die afgelope paar jaar verskeie vertragings geraak, Cliff Shikobrig.
The completion of the project is part of the city's efforts to eradicate its housing backlog of 30,000 units. The beneficiaries are residents from the informal settlements in Olifantsbos. The mayor called on the beneficiaries not to sell or rent out the government houses. Currently, the city is busy installing 1.5 kilometers of bulk water lines and repairing the internal water and sewer reticulation to the houses. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. All eyes on Finance Minister Enoch Gondwana, who is expected to deliver his budget speech at this hour.
Give it up for 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop. Non-stop.
Turn your radio up.
On Jacaranda FM.
If someone told me that the world would end tonight, you could take all that I got for once, I wouldn't start a fight. You could have my liquor, take my dinner, take my fun, my birthday cake, my soul, my dog, take everything I love, but oh.